Random House Audio presents Bewitched by H.P. Mallory. Read for you by Steve West. 1. St. John Sinclair was a bloody bastard.
I'm just attempting to point out the obvious, he said and shrugged as if his interests in Jolie were merely casual, non-threatening. Clearly, he'd overheard my most recent conversation with her, the one where I told her in no uncertain terms that I would not allow her to fight in the underworld civil war. No, Jolie was too valuable, too precious. She meant entirely too much to me for me to allow her to risk her life. I glared at him as he leaned against my desk and acted the part of unconcerned. I wanted nothing more than to evict him from my home, but that was an impossibility. Not with our legion of underworld soldiers currently stationed at Pelham Manor, my home. And as much as I disliked the vampire, he was fighting for our side, and, therefore, a comrade. So here he would remain, until further notice. I will not allow Jolie to take part in the battle. I took a quick breath. And that is the end of it. This conversation is over. I glanced outside at the throngs of our soldiers as they sparred against one another in the moonlight, practicing for a battle that would be much more black and white. Either they would survive, or they wouldn't. The only thought that caused me any comfort was the fact that if our side prevailed, Jolie and I would see to it that every soldier who perished would be reanimated. It was Jolie's gift. The ability